this morning. We may be sheltered in place, but the church is not locked in. The Spirit of the Lord is present wherever you are. Neither the gates of hell, nor sickness, nor disease, nor death, nor threats, nor fear, nor anxiety shall separate us from the power and the love of our God. Nothing will stop King Jesus from riding into Jerusalem, from riding every single day. So as we stand boldly and unified in Christ, let us wave our palms and sing praises to God. Let us go outside and scream, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Do not stop here in these moments through this hour of worship. When you continue throughout this day, you yell to your neighbor, hey neighbor, Hosanna in the highest. And you leave it at that. God is with us. My seminary professor of worship, Lisa Allen McLaurin, wrote this morning on Facebook. She says, the question is not, can I take communion? The question is, can I be communion? So, saints of God, as you wave your palms, as you lay down your burdens, can we be communion in these uncertain times? Can we do that for God? So with that said, next week is Easter. Send up your hearts, wave your palms. We invite you to take part in a very special love feast. Well, we will celebrate. Don't worry, you will receive instructions. Check back on our Facebook page later this week. Though we are at a distance, we will continue to journey in the faith. Drew and Sandra, Pastor Ashley, we will continue to be unified in Christ. So let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks for your Spirit already with us. And we ask, O God, that your Spirit stays right here and lingers as we enter into this moment and hear from you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my rock, and my redeemer. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. This morning we remember Jesus on his journey to Jerusalem, a city living under the shadow of the Roman Empire. It is also known as the dwelling place of peace. We find ourselves dispersed among the crowd, waving our palms, laying down our cloaks, our clothing, as we witness Jesus enter into the city of Jerusalem triumphantly and unshakably determined to do what God is calling him to do. He has full knowledge of what awaits him. Jesus knows he is the Messiah. He knows he is the liberator. He knows he is the chosen one, the king. And in this moment, I surmise that you were longing for the traditions of today, of Palm Sunday and being of close connection with one another, watching the children parade up and down the aisles, waving the palms. But we know in this moment that Jesus is King, and we are celebrating and shouting, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna to the King. We long for these traditions, but I don't know if we quite fully understand or grasp the full weight of the title King. See, there are consequences that come with being identified as King. Jesus was having people, he's asking people to acknowledge his authority, a different kind of power. He is asking people to follow his lead. This is a proclamation to build a different kind of kingdom. He continues to ask us the same today on this Palm Sunday. People are waving and shouting, "Hosanna," or "Save us, we pray." We're used to this. But for Jesus, he did the work of God. He was continuously being called, and over and over and over again, he preached about God's kingdom coming here on earth as it is in heaven. See, for God's kingdom, the sick are healed. For God's kingdom, the poor receive good news. Those who are hungry are fed, literally receiving their daily bread. For God's kingdom, there is more than enough, and all live abundant lives. For God's kingdom, this kingdom is full of grace, where three things thrive and remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. See, during the time of Jesus, entry processions were extremely important occasions. A few weeks back, my daughter and I finally had the opportunity to see the movie Aladdin. Many of you remember this film from 25 years ago. It was an animation, and it was recently remade into a live-action animation movie. I have to admit, I fell asleep quite a few times, and she forced me to watch it again. This passage reminded me specifically of the scene where Aladdin is entering the city as Prince Ali. Do you remember this scene? You know what I'm talking about? The razzle and the dazzle, the people shouting and yelling. There was dancing and singing. The whole town had come out with amazement and excitement. See, processions are like parades. Remember that scene in Aladdin? Lots going on. And those of you who are familiar with Mardi Gras, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But see, in biblical times, whether you are a general or a government official or an emperor, this procession displayed power, particularly military power. It was for the purpose of showing off, to demonstrate domination and intimidation. But see, Jesus parodies this mindset, this norm, by riding on a donkey or colt, not a war horse or a mighty elephant like in Aladdin. And unlike the officials of this time, Jesus' goal was not domination. It was not intimidation. It was not greatness. But instead, it was to be seen as a humble servant of God. His intent was to display a depth of love for God and for one another. So the people waved their palms. They shouted, "Hosanna," meaning save us or please deliver us. They shouted, "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of our God." They shouted, "The Messiah has come. Ride on, King Jesus." And even if folks did not respond, even if the people were silent, God will not be deterred, because the scripture tells us that the stones would cry out. So even if you don't have breath in your lungs at this moment, even if you can't speak a word, the stones will cry out on your behalf. You have people praying for you. You have people interceding for you. God is with us. This is a powerful moment in our Lenten journey. It is leading us into the true meaning of what it means when we say Christ is for us. This is a powerful moment when Jesus is publicly acknowledging his identity, publicly embracing his call. See, people saw him during that day as someone that they could get behind, someone who would make things right. Yet most of us know how this story continues. The same crowd that was shouting Hosanna on this day would be some of the same crowd denying him and shouting crucify him. Maybe they didn't realize what it was going to take as they were praying God's kingdom on earth. Sacrifices will be made. Maybe we don't realize it as well. But yet we cry out, Hosanna in the highest. We witness Jesus living into the call that God had for him. It did not make him many friends, and we know how much it cost him. Yet this morning's gospel invites us on this journey to Jerusalem, beginning with the shout of save us, deliver us, through the pain, through the suffering, through the struggles, through the challenges of what this journey may cost even us, but leading us into a promise of new life and our hope and our faith in Jesus Christ. See, even in the midst of a pandemic, Easter and Lent and Christ's passion and resurrection are key moments in our Christian calendar. As we limit our movements, shelter in place, social distance, we're reminded in this moment, Lent is a time of reflection, a time of repentance, a time of intimate prayer, a time of fasting, a time of growing and changing. See, the passion of the Christ, even in the midst of a pandemic, we're reminded of the incarnate Christ, the one who suffered greatly, the one who shed real tears, the one who is journeying to the cross. See, Jesus is our affirmation of hope offered to us by the God who is the giver of life. I am pretty certain I can say this with confidence. The majority of us never imagined we would be experiencing this pandemic as a local, national, and international faith community. We never imagined in this very moment that we would be separated just as we are. But as we come up into this Holy Week, it still remains a time of reflection, a time of renewal. We still need to think about how will we come out of this Lenten season? How will we come out of this pandemic with a different and a transformed mindset and heart? Maybe it's time that we begin to honor every single teacher rather than complaining about them and the work that they give our children. Maybe we need to honor every single healthcare worker, from the bedpan to the surgeon, from the one who does all the cleaning to the one who administers in the hospital. Maybe it's time that we honor those on the front lines of justice, or have a higher respect for those in the restaurants and even the fast food servers, the cooks, and those Walmart greeters. Maybe it's time our heart and our mindset are transformed. Passion Sunday invites us to wave our palms, invites us to shout Hosanna, and invites us to rethink how we live our lives and how we value one another, how we look at the least of these, and how we treat them. as a church and as humble followers of Jesus Christ, it's not all about the pomp and circumstance. What a stark reminder from Jesus, who sat on a donkey or a colt. But to be clear, our role in this historical moment is not that only is this a time of repentance, but we need to repent specifically of all the ways we have allowed ourselves to be blinded by hate, to be blinded by prejudice, all the ways we have become comfortable, all the ways that we have been blinded to injustice and consumerism. So many of us have lost sight of the good news that indeed death, evil, and hate do not have the final say. See, the Lord is our light and our salvation. Of whom shall we fear? Nothing. No one. So as we remember, and as we sing and shout Hosanna, as we wave our palms, let us repent of all the times that we forget that the grace of God is not empty of strength. Let us repent of all the times that we forget that the grace of God has agency and power. Let us repent of all the times that we forget that the grace of God is not weak or insufficient and accessible to all. Let us not forget that the grace of God leads us into abundant and divine living. Christ is for us. Hosanna, Hosanna, we sing and shout out to you, our King. Let us not forget in the season as we wave our palms that we're invited and called to journey to the cross and not carry it. Let us not forget these words. Come to me, all that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Jesus processed into Jerusalem for us. He did this for us. So as we say, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us, let us know that we have a part in this as well. To repent of all the things that hold us back from following a God who is calling us. So on this Passion Sunday, this Palm Sunday, Christ invites us to follow him. Christ invites us with confidence, the confidence of knowing that even the wind and the rain obey him. Christ invites us with confidence to know that death has no sting and is never the end of the story. We will overcome where we are in these moments with faith and hope and love. So even if you know people who do not cry out to the Lord, do not grow weary. The rocks will cry out in their stead. It will always be our call as believers and witnesses of the gospel to allow anything but the unconditional, irrefutable love and hope of God that will win. Even the stones will shout, "Hosanna in the highest." So, beloved, on this day, in the midst of uncertainty, this is the good news today and always. Do not forget our strength from the journey comes from God. Our encouragement from one another comes from God. Our strength in the days to come comes from God, the one who has shown us the way as a humble servant who loved God to the cross. So yes, yes, yes. Wave your palms. Sing Hosanna. But in these moments, may we remember with each wave, we're the ones we have been waiting for. May we remember from each wave that we are called to bless one another. May we remember in each wave that this journey to Jerusalem is a journey, and that Christ is for us. So hear this. May the God who is love, the God who is hope, the God of peace, the one who divinely created each and every one of us and sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, continue to show us the way and be with us today and always. May we remember as we shout and as we celebrate that Christ is for us. The word of God for God's beloved people and all of God's children said, amen.